So I'm at the prison in Gangnam, but not as an inmate at this point, to see an exhibition that's been set up by Linda Watson. Linda, I believe you're an English teacher at INSEAC.
That's right, yeah. I've been teaching English here since the Institute was opened, which was in September of last year.
And how many students do you have, what age?
Well, at the moment we've got two different groups of students. The first group are what we call a back plus one, and that was a small group of five students, and they're doing a qualification to work in art and culture. It's called an agent d'accueil, so that would be to act as an exhibition assistant or perhaps to work in reception at a gallery or a museum, something like that. But the people that you've come here today to see, they're master's students, and they're doing the first year of their master's degree here. So we've got students, there are around 25 in the group. And we've got two groups. I teach one, and my colleague Chris teaches another group. And they're from all different parts of France, and in fact, different parts of the world. For example, one of our students is an Iranian. He's an Iranian filmmaker.
That's what
Zaliata
was saying. Yes,
yeah, so there's a great mix. Of people from different regions and even from different countries. And they study a lot of different subjects here, all connected to the transmission of art and culture and education. And what me and my colleague Chris do, we do the English modules, the English element, and we see our job as to de-dramatise, if I can use that word, the communication skills. So we try to encourage them to communicate in English, even if they're not perfect. To us, that's not the end of the world, that's not the objective. And so the reason that we set up this exhibition project was for our students to communicate with artists, to invite them to come to the exhibition, to talk to them about the number of pictures and how the exhibition would work, and also to greet visitors like yourself.
We didn't know, I think coming today, we knew it was going to be an art exhibition. And
right.
There were 12 artists contributing.
That's right, yeah.
But weren't
yeah.
sure exactly how it would be worked. So
yeah.
Each one that you've got here today, you've got how many did you say?
The students.
Yes, the students.
Well, present, unfortunately, we've got some absences because of COVID, but there are about 20 students here today.
Wow.
Yeah. And altogether, we've had about 20 visitors.
Good.
And 12 artists. And we've still got a bit more time today, so perhaps we'll have some more visitors. And so it's only really been an afternoon event, but I think it's given us a lot of ideas for the future. At this point in the day, so the students have been speaking English for the last 2 hours non-stop.
Good.
They're absolutely delighted.
Are they? Good.
Yeah, I mean, you can just see how much difference
it makes.
I think
that's the thing, but as you said, they are mature students in a way, aren't
they? Yes, yeah.
They've done a previous maybe degree or...
Yes, absolutely.
...or work or something,
yeah.
So they're not like a 15, 16-year-old.
No, they are young adults.
They're young adults, so and they do appear to be confident and very... approachable, very charming, too, very approachable,
can
help, and sort of thing. So this is the first project that you've set up.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are learning all the time.
Yeah.
And it was a very, looking back, we only started to think about this in January. It's only March. And it was very ambitious. I think there are some things we would have done differently if we'd had a little more time. But honestly, from my point of view as a teacher, I think they've done a fantastic job today. I think they've made the visitors and the artists feel really welcome. And I think they've learned a lot. So this is the first project, but it's not going to be the last.
So have you any idea what you're doing next?
Well, we've got another semester with this same group from September. So I hope that, you know, over the summer I'll be developing the course with my colleague Chris. And so I hope that we'll be able to do another project, this time starting in September, to deliver a project, say, in December.
Is it something, again, to do? Is it art-based?
Or, yeah. It will definitely be. Everything they do here is based around the transmission of art and culture.
Yeah. That's what Lass was saying.
That's what Zaliata
was saying. Yes.
And the students, they come from very different backgrounds. For example, there's one student who can't be here today because she's in Barcelona doing a residence. She's a dancer.
Fantastic.
There's Zalieta, who you spoke to, who DJs. So some of the students are very interested in music, in theatre, not just in painting, but in textiles, in photography, spoken word. So lots of backgrounds and lots of interests.
All to do with communication.
Yeah. Excellent. So I feel very lucky, actually, because I learn so much from the students. I think I learn as much from them as they learn from
Excellent.
Me.
Excellent. Lovely job.
Yes, it's a fabulous job.
Do they live on? Is there a campus they live on?
No, not here. Some of them live quite a distance away and they come in every day. But yeah, that's something that they've got their life outside of the outside the institute.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, best of luck.
Thank
and it's
you.
Been, what a beautiful day for it.
It's been gorgeous,
it's
yeah.
It's been stunning. I came the last time. It was before it was renovated.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I bet you've seen an enormous
I know.
Difference.
And at the time, we thought, what a beautiful building.
The bones of it, the structure of it's fantastic.
They make lovely yeah. apartments. I almost chose one.
Well, we can try and lock you in a cell today if you'd like that.
bit chilly, although it's sunny in there. But I think it was the first prison that they actually had individual cells.
I believe so, yeah. I believe so. I think Jan talked about that when she gave the little tour earlier on. I've found out things today about the prison as well, so it's been brilliant. It's been
well, you're
really
going to
good.
Find out a lot more about, you know, Gangom everywhere, aren't you, through your students.
Absolutely, yeah. I wouldn't swap it for the world.
Well, best of luck.
Thank you.
Well done today.
Thank you.